This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Lauren Booth made a very good point. She said, excuse me, why are we calling these Gaza an open-air prison? Why are we calling it an open-air prison? Okay. A prison is a place where criminals go. A prison is a place for adults, not children. A prison is a place that prisoners have the right to security, right? They have rights. A prison is a place that gets medical attention. Prisoner gets sick and he dies in your care, you're in trouble as a jail. Who here runs a jail? Right? We have in our masjid, alhamdulillah, there is a brother who's a prison guard. He's a prison guard. Right? If a prison guard allows abuse, he's in trouble. If a prison guard sees a guy vomiting sick and he walks away, he's in trouble. He's liable. Prisons are places that receive medical attention. There are hukuk, there are rights to the prisoner. I mean, she made a great point. Prisons are a place that get three meals a day. Okay. Nazreen, the YouTube channel that you could watch this on is Safina Saidi. Go to YouTube and type in Safina Saidi. Okay. Mikhail Saracen, I can't sleep until late. I wake up early. I'm so depressed. What's happening in Gaza? Turn your phone off for one day. Tell everybody. Tell everybody. Okay. Tell everyone I don't exist for one day. Turn your phone off for one day. You got to be almost like vicious about it. You got to be cutthroat. I don't care what's going to happen. Turn the phone off. I mean, this is an extreme thing. One day is an extreme thing. If not, then at Maghrib. Turn it off at Maghrib. So prisons is not the prison. Open air prison is not the right word for Gaza because they don't get these basic things and there weren't criminals in the first place. What is the correct word for Gaza? She said, concentration camp. Oh, how could you say that? Concentration camp? That's only for Jews. Hold on a second. What's the definition of a concentration camp? A place where large numbers of people, okay, are crowded in oppressive conditions for political purposes. That's exactly what Gaza is. 70% of Ahl Gaza, all right, are refugees. Gaza right now, only 30% of that population were the original residents of Gaza. You tripled that population with refugees. Hence, it's extremely crowded, right? Extremely crowded. You tripled that population. All right? With refugees from the Nakba and other places. Nakba is the great catastrophe of when the year Israel was formed, they launched attacks on Palestinian property, land, and people. And they had one of the places they left was Gaza. They went to Gaza. All right? Gaza is a concentration camp. So why are the Zionists running a concentration camp? I have a spiritual analysis of this. It's because they internalized so much hatred for what happened to them, they ended up becoming, you know, what they hated. When you focus on something positively or negatively, okay, you end up becoming that thing. If you keep telling yourself, do not think about a red car. Do not think about a red Ferrari. Do not think about a red Porsche. Doesn't matter whether I tell you to think about it or not think about it, you're going to think about it. All right? I want you to hate a bottle of poison. Okay, hate it or like it, I'm thinking about it. Okay? So In contrast, the Muslim, when he is oppressed, he knows this oppressor is a test sent to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be for sins that I committed to purify me. And it could be to elevate my rank. But the general meaning of yadullahi fawqa aydihim means a zalim, the oppressor, he is oppressing, okay, as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not an independent entity. And the oppressor will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish him forever. So why am I worrying about him? Why am I going to busy myself hating them? There is a spiritual element to everything, including suffering from an oppressor. We cannot let ourselves just boil on the inside for decades upon decades hating the oppressor. Okay. Yes, I hate him, but what did the Prophet ﷺ say? أحبب حبيبك حب الماء حسن يكون عدوك يوم ما وابغض 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 بغيضك بغض ما أو شيء ما right شيء ما that's correct okay hate your enemy yeah reasonably why well first of all it's not good for you number two one day might be your ally okay. One day it could be your ally. Mutta Baklik says they became Darth Vader. Okay. The hatred of evil. If someone goes around hating, like let's say someone came to this live stream and just went on hating and hating alcoholics and stuff. I'm like, something's wrong with you. Yeah, none of us like alcoholics, right? But what's the hatred of a Muslim is like his policy in the sense that it's not in just a raw emotion. It's a policy. Hatred meaning we disavow from them. We seek to change this wrong. We don't support them. It's like a policy. That's what I mean by that. More so than an emotion. Yeah, emotion. We all hate the oppressor, but to a degree. And if I saw someone railing and banging stuff because they hate Zionists, I'm like, something's wrong with you. You need spiritual help. Yes, we all hate them in the sense that of their oppression. Okay. And this hatred doesn't go towards Jews. This is a big difference. There's a big difference between the one committing the apartheid sin and the oppression in Gaza and the concentration camp and the one who doesn't commit it. Judaism is not the only factor. There are Jews who are against Zionism. There are Jews who want a homeland. And by the way, remember, couple episodes ago, I said, if you studied what happened to Jews in Europe, you would want a homeland for them too. Like people shouldn't be treated this way, the way they were treated. Okay. So this has nothing to do with Jews.